This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, September 5th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle.
NOARC, Northwest Arkansas Human Resource Association, presents Managers Conference, the Building Blocks of Leadership and Management, next Thursday, September 12th, at the Springdale Holiday Inn. This conference is designed for all levels of management, from manufacturing to small business. Registration information available online at noark.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a report on former President Bill Clinton's address yesterday about the Affordable Care Act. He made it from his presidential library in Little Rock.
And it's just like riding a bike. If you haven't ridden since your childhood days, we visit a local bike shop to see what it takes to get back on one.
Those stories and more, but first, Arkansas revenue collections for last month are reported to have been above forecast by 1.5%. The Department of Finance and Administration reports this morning that net available revenue for the month of August added up to more than $387 million, indicating an extra $5.7 million than previously estimated. State economist John Shelnut says the increase is largely due to money from tax payments.
August results were boosted by one-time sales tax audit payments, and better-than-expected corporate income tax collections. Weakness in individual income tax partially offset these increases.
However, Shelnut says more numbers may be required to fully assess some smaller reasons for the increase.
I think it will take additional reporting periods to determine whether this weakness is part of a trend or a temporary payroll timing issue.
Arkansas has already collected nearly $800 million for the fiscal year, which is also above the forecast by 1.7%.
A state-level effort to limit corporate contributions to campaigns got underway today. The group Regnant Populous, which has presented other ethics reform proposals in the past, submitted a proposed ballot measure to Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel this morning. It would bar corporations, either formed in Arkansas or elsewhere, from contributing to political campaigns. The draft ballot question would prohibit corporations from contributing to political action committees, ballot question committees, political parties, and other groups. And it would also prevent corporations from purchasing advertising within 60 days of an election that advocates for a particular candidate or ballot issue. Paul Spencer, co-chair of Regnant Populous and a civics teacher at Little Rock Catholic High, says the most important part of the proposed ballot initiative is that it seeks to remove the millions of dollars in corporate spending on local, state, and federal elections in Arkansas.
When you look back at 2008, President Obama's campaign expended nearly $1 billion in their efforts to get President Obama into the White House. So that's an extreme example, but if you go through and look at some of our local elections and our statewide elections and so forth, there's just an obscene amount of money being spent. And one of the primary reasons we launched our last ethics campaign in 2012 and worked with the legislature in this last year to get the comprehensive ethics amendment referred over to the voters is to try to start taking some of that money out of the system.
Spencer says the initiative forwarded to the state attorney general's office this morning is the result of a partnership with a number of national organizations.
Common Cause, Free Speech for People, and Public Citizen, and all of those groups were very instrumental in getting legislation put forth in places like Colorado, Montana. I think currently they're working on something like 16 different states right now. Many of them passed resolutions asking and instructing the congressional delegations to put forth an amendment to the United States Constitution that will achieve the same goals that we're trying to here in Arkansas now.
Spencer says the issue of corporate campaign funding, as allowed by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the Citizens United case, is an issue of both national and state importance. And Arkansans should have the ability to regulate how campaign finance money should be spent in the state. But before voters can decide on the ballot initiative, it must pass muster by the state's attorney general.
Development of the Watershed Sanctuary in Cave Springs means Lake Keith will soon be drained. Delia Hawk, director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, one of the organizations developing the sanctuary, says the draining of the lake will begin in about a month because this time of year is opportune for such work because of relatively low lake levels and relatively low rainfall expectation. She says draining the lake will allow workers to address algae issues and make other improvements.
It's something that in an impoundment of this size at about 6 acres we're able to do. It's a shallow lake, and that's one of the reasons why algae is kind of a nuisance. And we can do things that will improve that, give the lake bed a longer life by draining it, letting it dry out, treating it with alum. During that time, we'll be working to build a fishing pier and boardwalk and do restoration around the lake shore.
Hawk says while the lake is down, crews will also remove the remnants of a concrete raceway impoundment structure that was used as part of a hatchery many years ago. She says when the control gate is opened and the lake shrinks to a stream, Arkansas Game and Fish officials will ensure that the fish population living in the lake will not be at risk.
What we understand from Fisheries Division is that most of the fish will go through just as they're draining the lake onto the south side of the lake. It drains into Osage Creek, and the fisheries division from the hatchery will come with seining nets and help rescue any fish that might get left behind, and they'll put them over into Osage Creek.
Though there will be a slight rise in water level downstream during the draining process, Hawk says estimates show that Osage Creek shouldn't rise more than what normally occurs after a typical rainfall. She says Lake Keith could remain drained for a period of anywhere from 12 to 15 months.
Six Arkansas counties affected by severe storms and flooding in August will receive federal disaster aid after President Obama approved a disaster declaration for those areas. The disaster declaration makes FEMA funding available for repair work in Benton, Boone, Carroll, Madison, Marion, and Newton counties. The declaration also makes funding available for hazard mitigation measures across Arkansas. Condoleezza Rice will be the featured speaker this spring at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville during the university's annual Distinguished Lecture Series. Rice served as Secretary of State under former President George W. Bush. After leaving Washington, Secretary Rice returned to teach political science and business at Stanford University. The lecture will take place March 5th at Barnhill Arena. And though the event is free and open to the public, tickets will be required to attend.
The Razorback women's soccer team yesterday continued its undefeated season with a 1-0 win over the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. The lone goal came from freshman Alexandra Fisher after more than an hour of play. Not only did the goal win the match, but it was also Fisher's first goal of her career. Now 5-0 in the season, the Razorbacks will be home Sunday to host Nebraska. And the 3-1 Razorback volleyball team will host Kansas at 7 tonight inside Barnhill Arena. Kansas and Arkansas have identical 3-1 records, and tonight's match is the first in a home-and-home series against KU. The Razorbacks will travel to Lawrence to play the other half of the series on Saturday.
Tonight's forecast calls for mostly clear skies with overnight lows from 57 in northwest Arkansas to 63 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with highs from 90 to 95. Tomorrow evening, clear with overnight lows from 58 to 65.